Hi, this is Tom Senior from Here to There. I'm actually with Jim Kennedy. Jim works at Leeds Beckett. I'm just going to introduce, if he wants to introduce himself, that'd be great if he could do that.
I'm James Kennedy. I'm the Schools and Colleges Outreach Officer here at Leeds Beckett University.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to see one of Jim's recent talks. It was advised that I go to see it, and it was brilliant, informative. I think Jim could have another career in stand-up comedy if he wanted one. However, it probably won't benefit the world to the same degree as his current work. So what we're trying to do today is explore the area around finance. So I've spoke to various people during my time at Leeds Beckett so far, and some of the things that come up are people worry about the fact of getting into debt. That's parents, that's students, carers, other family members. What would you say to somebody, James, who has a concern about getting into debt through education?
The loans that are made available for people is through the tuition fee loan and the maintenance loan, and all the funding you can receive to make sure you can go on to progress to higher education should not be a barrier to anyone. When it was originally put in place, it was designed to make sure that everyone has access to be able to pay for any level of education that anyone wants to achieve and attain. The issue we have is that when the numbers were put together back in around 2012, is figures we're looking at are around the price of half a house, which is enough to put anyone off. The only thing we have a real big issue with is people aren't fully aware of how the repayments are made and actually the genuine impact this is going to have. It's not like having a credit card. You're not going to have regular payments. It doesn't impact your credit rating. The only way you ever pay this off is through your earnings, and you only pay off when you're earning a certain amount. You pay off small amounts per month. It's done through your employer. It's very much like a tax payment. We're not allowed to call it that. It is a loan system. But one of my favourite kind of advocates for the system, Martin Lewis, money-saving expert, throughout his entire career since he's worked on this, and he worked on it alongside the government in 2012, he is very much likened this to a taxation system, which means anyone can access higher education at any level, any age, any ability. So it shouldn't be a barrier to anyone. Yes, the number is enough to put anyone into a position of going, can we afford it or not? Everyone can afford it, and everyone can afford the payments.
When we're thinking about some of the misconceptions and some of the myths we have around finance, I've spoken to people who think that they have to pay the fees themselves up front. People are unsure of how much money is actually released, of what payments they have to make. In terms of that area of that fuzziness and that area of misconceptions, is there anything that you could add to clarify to what you've just said?
Yes, yeah, sadly, the system, it's set up through the Student Loans Company, which is actually an extension of the government web pages, means it's not an incredibly easy website or documentation to navigate. It is very, very text-heavy, and even I struggle with the annual updates to what they bring out from it for the company. So the best ways to go about it is you have websites for Student Finance England. There are lots of resources you can download. And I said there's a lot of videos through Martin Lewis's Money Saving Expert. Just Google Student Finance through Google itself or go through YouTube. There's loads of short videos that are out there to really boil down the components. And it really is taking a huge complex issue, which even the government at the moment are struggling to get their head around, how the payments are made across universities to government, which then go back to research and how it actually looks at the coffers for the company, for the country as well. Whereas actually the impact for the student, the front-facing issue of this, is that students see these figures and they're put off. And as I say, most people should be, because it's a big number. However, what shouldn't be putting them off is the fact that when you do boil this down, the actual impact for the student means they get complete access to higher education completely free at point of entry. They only make payments at 9% of what they're earning over 25 grand. And the repayments go on for 30 years. And it does seem like quite a long time. 30 years of repayments. However, when you're looking at what you're actually going to pay back into the system, at the last count, I do believe, was 77% of students will not pay this off within the terms of that 30 years. It's not a credit agreement. It's not a bank loan. It's an agreement to pay more back into the student system when you're earning more as a graduate.
What I would also add as well is people often do a cost-benefit equation in terms of whether actually going into this arrangement actually benefits them in terms of career progression. Now, would you like to add any points on that area?
It's incredibly difficult. With education, it's not like buying a car and not a house. It's not a hard product. You're almost buying into an opportunity. It's like an investment. If you're going to invest into anything, there's always a bit of risk. And that risk is the student going to achieve? Are they going to come out with the right grades? And a lot of that is down to the student's ability. It's down to the amount of work they will put into their education. Because we're not saying you pay £9,250 a year to get a first-class degree and a job. You're paying for access to university and for the access point where the university can then offer you access to the lecturers, the seminars, the facilities, the 24-hour libraries, the up-to-date research that our academics do, as well as study abroad options, volunteer options. There's all these added things that universities can do. And often you find somewhere, especially like Leeds Beckett, one of the best things that we can offer are those tangible things you can put on your CV, like your placements, like your volunteering hours. And it's those things that you need to make the most of the opportunities to do. And that's what you're going into with education. It's more of a relationship than it is a hard product.
Right, thank you, James. What we've done during this series so far is we've talked to various people about their experience of education and higher education and their journeys from where they were to where they are. Would you like to tell us a little bit about your journey?
Mine was quite a... I normally do this in schools, and I often say, actually, for me, going to university was less about the career, it was less about the idea of the particular job. I chose a subject that I loved, psychology, absolutely loved this subject. Main reason I went is when you walk into my mum and dad's living room, you've got the picture of all six kids. I'm the youngest of six. And before I went to university, they all had their mortarboards. I was the only one in the school tie. So I often make the joke that actually I only went to university to finish off my mum's photo collection. But in reality, again, when I went to university, I learned so much more. It wasn't just the academic subjects. It was the soft skills of moving away from home, looking after my own budgets. Weirdly enough, coming home from the first Christmas and actually clearing the dinner table and putting the dishwasher on nearly put my mum into a coma. But it's the soft skills as well as the hard ones that you're going to learn. And actually, the things that I did learn from my degree, I use every day of my job. I loved psychology as a degree, but my job now going out to schools, I use my statistical analysis, my report writing. I use a lot of the relationship building that I've learned from things that I've done throughout my degree in the job that I do. And I can't be an advocate for higher education in my job without going through it as well. So again, university isn't just about we're training you for a job. It's about taking education to that next level and learning about how to develop your own points of argument, your own points of research. It's the next level of education. It's not just a training provider, as you will get with some apprenticeships that we also offer here as well. It's a point of development.
So you completed the photo, at least. That's brilliant, James. Thank you for that little gem. Last thing, if you were to advise a young person who was thinking about university or just about to embark upon university, how they should manage these finances, these resources that they acquire, what advice would you give to that young person?
I would say make a plan early on, and I'm a complete hypocrite because I never did that when I went to university. Hindsight is a wonderful thing, but
this is the voice of experience.
It's one of those things where a lot of people say make sure you make a budget, make sure you look at the planners, and it is the most sensible thing to do. You may not always think that when your first set of loan comes in and suddenly you've got X amount in your bank account and suddenly the sales are on in the shops and you've got 50 new friends at university, but I implore you, take a look and budget for 52 weeks of the year. Always think about what's happening later in the year, not just what you can have fun with that week. Imagine going home for Christmas at the end of the full term with no money left. Your mum and dad aren't going to be very happy when you come back with three Leeds Beckett pens and a mug to give them under the tree. They're not going to thank you very much.
Right, James, thank you so much for your input, for your insight and your knowledge. Thank you for your time. Really appreciate it.
No worries. Enjoy your day.